Today, we're going to speak to TD for Fianna Fáil, James Doyle. And this guy is very interesting indeed. He's interested in local issues. He's definitely got a lot of say on social and political issues. But today, we are going to speak about the Housing and Brexit Monster Meeting. So, good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning, Ian. Thanks for having me on.
No problem at all.
I suppose, just to say, I'm not a TD, not yet anyway.
Okay.
I'm the president of the youth wing of Fianna Fáil, so national president.
I see.
And I'm a Dublin man myself, so it's good to be on near FM, you know, good local radio.
Absolutely. Apologies there for that. So, what have you got basically to tell us today? If you could start with the meeting, obviously the Housing and Brexit Monster Meeting. And it'll be taking place there in Bracken Court Hotel in Balbriggan from 10 a.m.
right.
to 3 p.m. on Saturday, the 2nd of September.
Well, I suppose, Liam, the background to it is, as Uachtaráin Ógra, Fianna Fáil, we've had a lot of discussions in the last while about different issues, and I wanted to bring something big to Dublin. When I was Dublin organiser 3 years ago, I started a series of meetings called Monster Meetings that brought together young people from around Dublin to discuss different issues. So between myself and our Dublin organiser, Aibín Mahon, we decided that actually we need one of these now because there are two key issues affecting everyone, not just young people at the moment, and that is Brexit and the uncertainty that brings that for both students and jobs and business,
mm-hmm.
and also housing, because that is just the key issue right now. Be you a student or, you know, a young family or someone just looking to, you know, to have a roof over their head. So with that in mind, we brought together some really good speakers, and we'll be going ahead with that on Saturday.
Okay. And at this meeting, so obviously there's going to be a lot of questions and answers. Maybe you could go through something of relevance, like for instance, when it comes to Brexit, we're going to have trouble with trading partners, you know, customs. There's so many different things. If we could bring up maybe some of the headlines on what you'd be discussing.
Yeah. Well, I suppose the view of it is that we want to bring together Fianna Fáil members and friends and Ógra Fianna Fáil members from across Dublin. So all the hundreds of members, we'll bring them together and anyone who's interested in coming along,
mm-hmm.
to try and get together some ideas, because there's been a lot of talk in the last few weeks and months about all the issues that are affecting us on housing and on Brexit, but very little by way of tangible ideas. And I think it's very important that members and people have a forum to actually put forward things. So as you may know, the Dáil will be back next week. There'll be the Fianna Fáil Party Thinking is coming up as well. So what we hope to do is bring together whatever is discussed on the day and feed that back into the parliamentary party. So
the
what we've done
is,
I suppose, the first thing we did is we looked at who we wanted to be on the panel. So there's going to be a panel discussion, and the first one will obviously be Brexit, the second will be housing. On our Brexit panel, it'll be chaired by Dara O'Brien, who's the TD for Dublin Fingal, and we will have a couple of speakers on that. So you mentioned the trading partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
So we've invited in Katie Dawn, who is the head of Brexit Research and Support Services with the British Irish Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
So she'll give a kind of a background of sort of what she's experiencing and what she's coming across in her line of work. We also have Professor Dara Keogh, the Deputy President of DCU, to try and give like the third level insights as well. And then also we'll have someone from Dublin Airport, Paul O'Kane, who's their Chief Communications Officer. So it's really to try and get this broad sense of actually what are the challenges facing us. And then also to move it on, because the topic that we'll be discussing is Brexit, England's difficulty, Ireland's opportunity.
Absolutely.
So it's really to put a kind of a positive spin on that.
And do you think we're actually going to get any answers?
Well, I don't know. That's why we're bringing people together, because for a long time we've heard a lot of public representatives speaking about this, but it's very important that the ordinary people get a chance to have their say. And by bringing people together, I think that's the best opportunity to actually debate this out. There are no answers, per se.
Mm-hmm.
It's about actually finding solutions. You know, let's work through these things. And if we don't actually listen to members and ordinary members of the public as well, then we're not actually going to tap into great ideas that they have. So this is really about generating new ideas, trying to come up with solutions. And maybe there might be ways that we haven't thought about, the public representatives, the TD, the councillors, the centres, haven't thought about. And particularly in housing, if we look at it, we're going to have the housing panel, and that will be chaired by Senator Ryan Clifford-Lee, and also we'll have John Lahart TD chairing the open discussion. And for that, we have Simon Brooke coming in, who is the head of policy with Clwyd Housing. And so he'll give us his background. And also then we have Cormac Lucy, who is a journalist and was a former advisor to a government minister, and he's the chair of the Hibernia Forum. So we're trying to, I suppose, get a diverse section of speakers to generate a bit of debate. Will we get answers? I hope we get some progress, and that we'll be able to bring it then to the likes of the Fianna Fáil National Executive, which I sit on, and also to the parliamentary party, and that will hopefully become change in Ireland today.
I see. Well, change definitely has to happen. I mean, you just have to turn on the internet to get a lowdown on Brexit. And frankly, it's very negative, you know, is what we're reading and what feedback we're getting when it comes to, you know, our food exports into the UK, whether it's going to be affected. You know, 5% of jobs are going to be affected. The domestic economy, you know, everybody's worried, obviously, about the new trade barriers. You know, these are questions that need answering, and I'd love to be very positive about, and I think it's absolutely fantastic to get everybody into a room together to speak about such matters. And obviously the Good Friday Agreement, do you think anybody's going to speak about that on the day?
I would hope so. Like, Darragh O'Brien is the spokesperson on foreign affairs, and he'd be very in tune with what's happening in the North. Obviously, Fianna Fáil is a Republican party, so we've kind of a very big vested interest in seeing United Ireland and how Ireland North and South cooperates. So I certainly think that members will certainly bring it up, because we have, I saw, such a diverse range of people within our organisation that represent all walks of life. But there is that very strong Republican tradition in Fianna Fáil. So I would think that we have people from who live in the border counties, and it is obviously particularly acute in the border counties, but it doesn't just affect the border counties. Brexit affects the whole island.
Absolutely.
And I would think that the challenges that would be faced will definitely be enunciated there, because realistically, this is probably one of the first opportunities that Fianna Fáil members and Ogla Fianna Fáil members will have in Dublin to express this. We have the Ardesh coming up in October, but I would hope that we'd have an excellent turnout here on Saturday to actually, you know, start that discussion that might actually lead to more informed and more in-depth discussion in the coming months as well.
Absolutely. And you speak there of the panellists for A Roof Over Your Head, Solving Ireland's Housing Crisis, which is fantastic. As we know, it's a huge issue at the moment in Ireland, across the board. But we just have to look at, like, English firms coming over to seek asylum in Dublin, you know, to maintain their access to EU markets. How's that going to affect our housing issues?
Well, it's something that can't be ignored, because you can't just take these things in isolation. You know, if you are a business and you want to set up in a new place, you need to make sure that the services are there to facilitate that business setup. You need to make sure that your employees are looked after, that they do have somewhere to send their kids to school, to live. And that is something that I've heard anecdotally through friends that work in the construction sector and through property, that, you know, there are English companies and British-based companies that want to move to Ireland, but there is that barrier. So it is particularly, you know, timely that we discuss this.
Well, considering we can't even house our own people, it's going to be... It just sounds crazy, to be perfectly honest. And to get answers for that question, we have to solve our own question of rehousing and housing who's already homeless in Ireland.
Well, that's very important, and it goes hand in hand, though. I don't think they can be separated out. What we want is a solution that actually fits everything. You know, we need to come up with a housing, like, it ranges from, on the very extreme end, homelessness, to, you know, worrying about will I be able to afford rent in 12 months' time.
Absolutely.
The students coming up to Dublin, just, you know, it's mental what's going on. People are beginning to look 6 months in advance. that also impacts on people who are from Dublin and living in Dublin. So there is no one-size-fits-all solution, but we need to get something as close to that as possible, because we, on the one hand, we can't say we don't want jobs coming in, because we do want jobs.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, there are still people out there who are unemployed, and who, there are people who want to who are underemployed, and we need to make sure that they have the opportunities as well. But I think certainly these questions will definitely be asked on Saturday. And will we come up with the answers? Well, we'll have people have to come along and find out.
Absolutely. No, it sounds like it's an excellent idea to get the right people in a room and try and discuss and solve problems. That's the whole point, I assure. Another question, possibly about our passport control. I suppose that would still be in a similar impact, of course, our border control. Is somebody coming in to speak about that?
Well, I suppose where we're looking at right now, we don't know what's happening. Obviously, the UK and the EU are sitting down as we speak to discuss what the solutions will be and what the final settlement will be, and it seems to be an ongoing process. I can only speak from an Ogre Fianna Fáil perspective. We don't want to see anything that would, you know, inhibit cross-border trade and the freedom of movement. Like, could you imagine, like, Tyrone people coming down to see the Dubs, beat them on, you know, at the weekend, and they have to stop at border control? Like, it's madness.
Backwards, instead of forwards.
It's completely backwards. You know, so I think it's the type of thing that we need to be vocal advocates for. And I know that Ogre Fianna Fáil, with our members across the islands, you know, very concerned about this, and also we are concerned about how it impacts on educational opportunities, because there are people who grow up in Ireland, go through, you know, secondary school in Ireland, and then decide to go to the UK for educational purposes because particular courses are offered there, or there's a particular opportunity they see, and that'll, you know, inhibit them. And vice versa, there are people from the UK who come into Irish universities and Irish third levels. And we need to be mindful of, actually, you know, are we denying them that kind of intercultural exchange and, you know, cross-border exchange? So it's so complex, Liam, you know, but the purpose of this meeting is really that we can have a forum to discuss this and hopefully take some tangible actions away. So as I mentioned, we will have rapporteurs there on the day who will take notes as to the key ideas, what people are saying, and we'll bring that then to both the National Executive and the Parliamentary Party. Like, we've invited our six Dublin TDs and the surrounding counties TDs for Fianna Fáil. We've also invited our 28 local councillors from the four Dublin local authorities and the three Dublin-based senators, Fianna Fáil senators. So we will have people there who will actually be influencing these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have people there who will be so speaking to them as well, because it's very important that as ordinary members we make our views known. And it's a great opportunity for both young people in Ogre and the senior party to, I suppose, get to know each other as well, because Ogre is the future of Fianna Fáil and hopefully of the country as well. But we need to actually get involved in that a bit more, and there has to be a partnership to make sure that when we do enter government, which I'm confident that Fianna Fáil will in the near future, that when that happens, you know, that we're actually feeding up good ideas, and that there is that communication and relationship there.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, James.
No problem.
It's been very
Thanks
informative.
For the time,
no problem at all.
I hope to see you all there.
Absolutely. And maybe you might come on at a later stage and fill us in and see if you got any answers. It would be good. It would be good. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for coming down. And we'll talk to you again. Thanks so much, James. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.